96.3 WHUR and HUR Voices, Sirius XM, Channel 141. This is the Insight segment. Your questions or comments, toll free at 855-288-4876. Now, Insight.
Welcome back to the Daily Drum on WHUR and Sirius XM, Channel 141. This is the Insight segment. I'm Harold Fisher. Many questions still hanging in the air about the troubled Lynn Hill condo complex in Prince George's County. Last Friday, a county court judge allowed residents to return to the complex after they were forced out. More than $1 million in utility bills owed to Pepco and the lights and the gas were turned off. Well, where are we now and what's ahead for this condo complex and the people living there? Joining me to talk about this are Maryland State Senator C. Anthony Muse and William Johnson, Jr., consumer protection attorney. Give me a call if you have a comment or a question about the Lynn Hill condo complex. Lines are open at 202-319-7810, 202-319-7810. Comment on my Facebook page at facebook.com/HaroldFisherWHUR. Follow me on Twitter at DailyDrumWHUR or HFisherWHUR. Senator and Mr. Johnson, thank you both for joining me. I appreciate it.
It's my pleasure. It's good to be here. Thank you very much for having me.
Absolutely. Mr. Johnson, can you hear me?
Yes, I can. Thank you.
Thank you so much for sharing some time with us. Senator, let me start with you. There were a lot of moving parts that took place on Friday, thanks to you and some others. Can you kind of give me an update as to where we are right now? Is the power back on? Is the gas back on? What's happening?
Yes. Happily, we can say that as of Friday, we actually went into court. The residents had 3 days' notice, and they had 3 days' notice not because of an eviction process, but because the utilities have been cut off, and once that happens, the building is considered uninhabitable. I got a hold of this on last Monday, when it was told to me that the Pepco trucks were actually outside and what was going on. I looked into it, got into touch with the Attorney General and the Consumer Protection Department there and our governor to say we've got to do something. We moved to have some court briefings that were filed. As of Friday, they gave a week next Friday for us to come back into court with a plan. But in the meantime, the utilities were turned back on. The gas has been turned back on. And we're now trying to make some sense out of how this happened. You actually have, I guess, two victims here. One, you have those who were residents who had paid their mortgage. Some of them have been there for 40 years, and others just moved in 8 days before that notice was given, having then paid their security deposit. As you know, their condos, but then their owners who also rent out. So a number of moving pieces here. So we were able, again, to at least say to the judge, we need time to sort this out. We need time for a plan. The utilities, they've got to be paid. This is the second time, by the way, that I've been involved with this. In 2006, we had the same thing happen over $248,000 that was owed before. And we're looking at what happened to the funds, what happened during that bankruptcy period, and this is what they're after. They're not after the current payments. Since they've been able to make payments under this new advisory board, we don't know what the management company that from 2 months backwards, why nothing was paid. And while the residents did not know that nothing was paid. So we're putting a plan together, working that plan to go on Friday with a real concrete plan to ask for the time that we need to make things work.
Mr. Johnson, we've seen you also participating in this process over the past week or so. But I need some clarification, if you might. In what capacity are you serving? Who are you representing in this issue?
Yes, I represent the Condominium Association and have represented them in the Prince George's County Circuit Court as well as a couple of proceedings in the bankruptcy court earlier in the year.
Mm-hmm. Is that different from the management company of Lynn Hill Condominiums?
Well, actually, no. Once I got involved, there was not an actual management company employed at the time. When I got involved, there was a Chapter 11 trustee who had been appointed once the prior bankruptcy attorney could not get a disclosure statement or Chapter 11 plan approved.
Mm-hmm. So what is it from your perspective that you see as a possible resolution to this? And also, from your perspective, how did something like this happen?
Well, first, let me say, Senator Muse, his office has been very instrumental in getting the action that has happened recently with regard to Lynn Hill. We definitely appreciate their activity, being very proactive and having the PSC get involved in the process. The issues, as Senator Muse stated, stem way back into 2006, and it really was based upon the lack of collection of homeowner association and dues. Homeowner association dues are the lifeblood of a condominium association. Without it, you can't pay anything. And during the process, a lot of things happen, emergency situations. If we all recall, the earthquake that hit the Washington, D.C. area caused damage to the building. It lacked the curbs. Certain housing violation codes that were created by vandalism, created by fire.
Mm-hmm.
Insurance was paid, but actually when they went into bankruptcy, it went in as a part of the bankruptcy estate. And what happens once it's a part of bankruptcy estate, the administrative expenses basically the money was spent to pay administrative expenses, and some of the repairs were not made.
Okay, hold on one moment, if you please, because I need to go to the phone lines real quick. 202-319-7810, 202-319-7810. We are talking about the Lynn Hill condominium complex issue, of obviously a very, very complex issue in and of itself. My guests are Maryland State Senator C. Anthony Muse and William Johnson Jr., a consumer protection attorney. If you have a question or a comment, give us a call at 202-319-7810, 202-319-7810. Ron,
if you'd like to make a call.
Ron, we lost Ron. Give us a call back, Ron, if you possibly can. Senator, you said you've been dealing with this situation at least since 2006. That's a decade. Last week we spoke to a representative from council, from County Executive Rashern Baker. She was not able to give us a whole lot of definitive answers. She said this really is the domain of the state. Explain to me how the state's responsibility for something like
that. Sure, we do legislation that will oversee in the state of Maryland management companies, condominium laws, et cetera. And that basically comes through the committee on which I serve, the Judicial Proceedings Committee. And we've legislated some, but I see some new problems here. When I got involved in 2006, again, it was because of the management company, whoever it was in 2006, there may have been multiple ones, you know, leading up to that and since then. But the residents did not know, again, that their utilities was going to be shut off. We went into court, my chief of staff and others went into court to ask the judge to at least have the utilities cut back on. And I believe that may have been the time when they entered into some kind of bankruptcy agreement or a new management agreement. But from management company to trustee to management company, what we really don't have right now and are really looking for is just one, not to cast blame, but to figure out how we can cause this to not happen, how we make sure this doesn't happen again. We do need an accounting of the funds. We do need an accounting of persons who say, I pay my rent all the time, and persons, and they're still selling condominiums at a time when at least management, whoever that was, knew that this was about to happen. 7 days before it happened, a person moved in, paid their security deposit, moved in. So we're trying to figure out either mismanagement or no management or no attention or what's happening to the funds so that we can put this in our plan that we will present to the courts in order to move forward.
Well, it seems to me, and you know, and I'm not a lawyer, but $1.2 million is a lot of money.
That is correct.
There's a lot of money involved here. And certainly, I think from a personal perspective, if it were me, you know, I would be calling for someone's head. Is there at worst, criminal malfeasance here, or at best, ignorance and mismanagement? How would you characterize
it? Well, this is why I've asked the Attorney General to look into this, and then we'll be with them again tomorrow asking that they open up an investigation to find out exactly what happened. Because, again, we have no information on this whatsoever. And for the sake of our citizens, we have to have some idea. For the sake of those seniors, we need to know what happened. But more than that, as we move forward, we have to present a plan saying to the courts, this will not happen again. Now, I believe, and Mr. Johnson can help me on this one, that part of the bill that accrued was because they were in bankruptcy. And in bankruptcy, I think, as it is set, you don't pay. And so this has occurred for a long time. But it occurred while they were not obligated to pay, but certainly still they were collecting mortgage payments or rent, whatever the case may be for the individual unit, but they were collecting the fees from it. I'm sorry, the fees, no matter what. And so we want to know, again, even during that period, if they weren't paying debtors and they were fixing up the building and doing some other things, what actually happened to money that should have been saved, knowing that this was going to happen eventually? And that's the bulk of the bill.
Do you know the answer to that question, Mr. Johnson?
Well, yeah, to some degree. And just to echo some of what Senator Muse was stating, we also did an accounting of the outstanding homeowners association dues. And what we found was there was approximately $2.2 million of past due homeowners association dues. So we have a little culpability on both sides of the table to some degree, because we have homeowners who have not paid over the years. Now, there's a lot of absentee ownership at the Lynn Hill. So what you eventually will have is a renter's community. There are some homeowners there, but the renters are large. In fact, when you participate in homeowners meetings, you usually get a consistent 20 to 30 homeowners who may attend when there's far more. And we start to recognize that with some of these outstanding homeowners association dues, therein lies part of the problem. If we could monetize or realize all of the outstanding dues, then you conceivably could pay off all these particular past due utilities. But this is a problem that stems from early 2006, I believe. Mm-hmm. And because of that, it has basically really caught legs and become a serious problem.
Indeed so. And, you know, I did have an opportunity to speak with a spokesperson from the WSSC today. And while the power and the gas was off last week and it has been restored, the WSSC said the water has not recently been turned off. However, they say that $7,000 is due from the 24th of this month. They also are saying that there is some $11,087.29 for usage on the September bill. That's current usage. So even, you know, this is beyond Pepco. This is even with the water issue, which obviously is of considerable concern. I need to take a break, but when we come back, we're going to talk to Barbara. We're going to talk to Omar. Lines are still open at 202-319-7810, 202-319-7810. We're talking about the Lynn Hill condo complex, and this issue is bigger than Lynn Hill condo complex. Like we said last week, could this happen to you if you're renting anywhere? We'll be back in just a moment. Stay with us. The Daily Drum will continue on Sirius XM, Channel 141. I'm Harold Fisher. Jeff Brown is next with the original Quiet Storm on 96.3 WHUR. Stay with us. More of this conversation in 15 seconds.